we obviously wouldn't represent the views of everybody in the community, but we are not a small minority. And the core group members would be, you know, scattered over the area, but we were all contacted yesterday by numerous other people, by phone and by email, annoyed with Mr. Gillespie's comments. So we decided to contact Highland Radio about it. This group, you know, since the first wind farms around Glenties, the Mully Graffy wind farm, there were 66 written objections to it. The first application here in Stabee were 43 objections. Changavan was 41 objections. And the second application in Stabee was 31 objections. And then the Mully Graffy one and the second Stabee one were appealed to in Bord Pleanalla. And Stabee had the highest number of appeals and observations ever made against the development in Ireland, with, you know, nearly 80 written objections lodged within Bord Pleanalla. And, you know, when it came to the oral hearing, here in Glenties, we had to hire experts from Canada, Scotland and England, as well as Ireland, north and south. And that took, you know, between 60 to 70,000 euro to pay those experts alone. That's not counting the other money that was spent in this thing. And a small community doesn't, you know, it's difficult for a small community, but if we were a tiny minority, we would never have managed that. And furthermore, you know, at that oral hearing, the group, you know, our actions were totally vindicated. And the inspector's lengthy 185-page report, which catalogued a litany of errors in the application and in the planning process, and it unequivocally cited the total unsuitability of the site for a wind farm. You know, even if we were a tiny minority, which we are not, we were totally justified in what we did there. Now, for Mr. Gillespie to come out to say that we don't represent the views of the community, we fought and defended this community from a totally, as they say, totally unsuitable proposed siting of a wind farm in our area. And we also sent a letter to the county councillors in the Glenties electoral area recently, asking for a variation in the county development plan in relation to the wind energy section. Now, this letter contained around about 650 local signatures, and those were collected in just a few evenings. You know, and we've had a motion approved to speak at a full meeting of Donegal County Council on Monday the 21st of October. Now, that opportunity would not be afforded to an unsupported minority of people, if we were the tiny handful that Mr. Gillespie seemed to insinuate. And furthermore, Mr. Gillespie asserted that we were an anti-ESB infrastructure, wind farming and all the rest of it. Now, this Glenties Wind Farm Information Group never objected to any ESB infrastructure, right? And as regards to wind farming and all the rest of it, it is all the rest of it that causes us the concern. You know, this man came out on one of the most listened to radios in Donegal and, you know, made statements that just do not stand up.
Now, the CEO of Northwest Wind, John Gillespie, he said that there is as many people who are in support of wind farms in the Glenties area than who are against them. Would you disagree with this then?
Oh, I would. I would say there are a lot of people in Glenties not aware fully, right? But the vast majority of people in Glenties who listened to and read after the oral hearing are now much more fully informed. Now, if he had made that statement maybe 2 years ago, it would have some credibility, but not now. The majority of people in Glenties do not want wind farming in their area.
And John Gillespie claimed that many people in the Glenties area have approached him and told him that they are in support of wind farms. Have you ever had anyone approach you in the Glenties area and say, I support wind farms, I'm for them?
No. Mr. Gillespie may be approached by them because the people who are in favour of wind farms would be the landowners who are not allowed to speak about wind farms in their confidentiality clause that they sign. So I haven't had anybody approach me telling me that they were in favour of wind farming. I have had two people tell me that they're in favour of community wind farming or private wind farm, but that would be a single turbine, not industrialised wind farming, which Mr. Gillespie is speaking about.